Anna, why don't you go ahead and tell us what you think people should know here about the issues that you're working on and what you'd like to get people interested in.
I want to add just, I'm not sure if you mentioned it, but I also serve on the Ulster County Legislature, so I see things from both sides of the desk these days, very much more than when I was on the town council, because there's more politics at the county level. In the sense that you probably know what I mean. I want to say that Clearwater, we spend about half our time working on solutions. We don't just work on the problem. We've been trying to close Indian Point and clean up the PCBs, and we had a couple victories. We had the desal plant in Navistraw Bay stopped, and of course, fracking has been banned in New York. But there's a community right across the river in Queens that has a situation that is very like what was in the film in terms of a very corrupt government who's trying to insist on the expansion of the Port of Queens into an area that we believe would compromise the Nesquithaquemins Creek. And if I have time, I'd like to, not right now, but I'd like to talk about four principles that can guide public action. But I do want to mention just the first, and that is the first principle of the natural step says not to extract materials that have been harbored in the Earth's crust into the biosphere, the living portion of the Earth. And this is a Native American teaching that has very good reason. And that is that cells evolved over 3.5 billion years without exposure to these substances that were captured and sequestered under the in the lithosphere, under the surface of the Earth. And so when cells see uranium and byproducts of petroleum and crude oil and fracked gas and all of the additives, they have a pathological response. And so when we're trying to figure out how to create a truly sustainable future, whether it be in Queens or the Hudson Valley or Arizona or Colorado, there's some really basic principles that can guide those decisions. And so as much as we're trying to close Indian Point and prevent all the fracked gas infrastructure and the crude oil being shipped up and down the Hudson and dozens of other issues that we're working on, we've also created a solar pledge to ask people to install or cause to be installed 5 kilowatts of solar this year. So if you can't do it on your own roof or in your own on your own property, maybe the town hall, maybe your kid's school, if you work together with other people, because we firmly believe that we've got to get away from extractive technologies and generate our electricity through energy efficiency, solar, wind, and water, and a balanced portfolio of renewables with storage. It's entirely doable. We just need a Green New Deal to materialize it, and there's more and more support for that. But everyone can do their part, and you know, then we can help people in other communities figure out what's sustainable for their community, as opposed to